This is Eric, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
Yeah, I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How you doing, Big JD?
Not too bad.
That's good. I'm just getting into Yahoo Messenger here.
Oh, sweet.
And it's like there's three things that popped up and all three of them are, hey, can someone do my shift? All three of them.
Yeah.
Holy Slackersville on WKBR. Wow.
Are we the only ones?
I guess. Well, only ones what?
That only ones that
don't slack.
Yeah, we're the only ones that don't slack.
Well, that ain't true, but as far as the Jabbercast goes, we don't slack.
No, we're rather committed.
Rather, that's for sure. This is your full-time job, isn't it? Podcasting?
Sure is now.
Things sound like they're tinny or something. I don't know what's up with that. Does it sound that way?
That's probably just in your cans.
Yeah, that's you're probably right. That's what it is.
Because sounds good on my end here.
Okay, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Don't mind me, I just woke up.
Don't mind me, I just drove cross country.
Cross country driving.
Yeah.
What, do you got a Jeep?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I'm glad to hear that.
With the cross country package.
Oh, your package is cross country too.
The cross country suspension package.
Oh, suspension on your Jeep. I thought you meant your package was cross country.
Oh, my package. My package is a little itchy.
You know what I say about that?
What?
If you got an itch, scratch it.
Oh.
I can take a sip of this tea, though.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. And we hear that. How is it?
Mm.
What kind of tea is that? That looks like it must be just regular tea because you got milk in it and stuff.
Orange Bico. Yeah, regular caffeinated tea. I don't normally drink caffeinated anything, but this morning.
Oh, really?
This morning I'm...
You know, when you get, if you ever get coffee, you get decaf?
Yeah.
Ooh, neato. Caffeine bother you?
It does something to my heart.
Oh, speeds it up.
Speeds it up, yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
Gives you an irregular rhythm.
That's exactly what it does. Why, do you know someone else who's in that?
Well, no, but caffeine will do that.
Yeah.
I mean, caffeine can give you a boost like you don't want. Did you ever do speed?
Yes.
Hey, I guess you quit at some point in time. Like right away.
Oh, it's funny you say that and just brings back a memory. And I think my kids are really close to that age.
Nothing brings back a memory for me.
No memories for Big JD.
It's just blank. Let me think about something. No, just blank.
You don't remember any good, not good, but really times that you were intoxicated?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the only things I remember.
See? It's something about
they must have been the good times.
Or whatever. They were times, let's just put it that way, that we definitely recall.
Yeah, I remember a lot of that stuff.
How come?
I'd have to really sit and think, though.
How come we think we remember stuff like that?
I don't know. It does something. It alters your mind and makes you only remember that and forget everything else.
That's like 30 years ago.
Makes you forget all your schoolwork and your homework. And then all you remember is, well, I was wasted.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. Like, I used to take it, and then 2-3 days later, I'd be up all night with, like, hallucinations. Crazy stuff.
So, you'd be up all night taking it?
No, this is, like, days later. Days. Literally days later. And I remember my brother Dave came home, like, at, like, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm still up, and I told him the situation. He goes, oh, and I didn't tell him that about the speed thing. And he goes, did you take some speed? Like, yeah, like 3-4 days ago. He said, oh, yeah, that'll do it. So he knew all about it as well. He had been down that road before. So I don't know if our Jabbercast listeners remember, but quite some time ago, there was a time where both Big JD and I had some surgery, and we were both pretty laid up, I guess was you'd say. But just this past week, I ended up going back to work.
Ooh.
And it was an interesting week. It's, you really got to put your mind back into that.
And it was a full week. It was a six-day week.
Six-day week, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. And it's funny, everybody around me is taking a day off. Like, you know, some guy takes a Tuesday off, this guy takes a Wednesday off. And like last night and the night before, like two people are off, you know. These two people are gone and these two guys are gone and somebody's leaving at lunch and, you know.
Did you do the cell thing at all?
No, there's no...
Is that in effect?
There's no rotating it because not everybody has got their SMART training.
Okay.
Anybody who works in a manufacturing setting might know about SMART training. It's the only way you can work now. It's like the ISO 9001 or whatever. Everybody's doing it. It's the way that you manufacture stuff nowadays. Unless you're in China or something, I'm not sure, but or India. Hmm. But no, we're not doing that yet, and I don't see it coming anytime really soon. I haven't got trained yet, and I know people around me haven't got trained yet either. So I know you're all concerned about that, right?
Actually, I'm concerned about when we take commercial break. SMART training is not being on my mind.
Oh, okay.
But I know that that's what's going on there, and it's something you'll be delving into soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, so that's where my frame of mind is right now. It's kind of...
So what happens with SMART training? When do you start SMART training? It's like going on, but has it not reached your area there or something? Or?
Well, SMART training, you go away.
Oh, okay.
Like they send you to school for a week to get your SMART training. And when you come back...
You're SMART.
You're SMART again.
Again.
And so when everybody has that done, that's when we'll start switching around. But it's weird because there's some cells have like eight people in them and some have four. Like,
I knew that place was a prison with all those cells now.
Prison cells.
That's what it's like.
It isn't. Like, you can get out of there if you want to get out.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Not for 8 hours.
You just got to get bail. That's all. Get bailed out. Have Lana call. I need Jeff home right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, just let people know if you were keeping track from way back then, I'm back in the game. Let's just put it that way.
Well, good for you.
Thank you very much.
It's where you need to be.
Mm-hmm. What are we going to be talking about this week, Big JD?
Well, hopefully we'll pick up the pace a little bit from... Away from the work area.
Oh, yeah, we're done. It's
move into the fun area.
Yeah, it's the weekend. Hell, let's have some fun.
Everybody's waiting for the weekend.
That's, who is that?
Isn't it Loverboy?
Yep. Everybody's working for the weekend.
Isn't it Loverboy?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I love your laugh.
Thank you very much. This week's show is going to be on laughter.
That's right.
And what it's good for, if anything.
It's good for everything. That's what it's good for. It's the best medicine.
It is the best medicine?
Absolutely.
I thought tequila was.
This is a stress killer.
Laughter does do wonders for stress, yes.
Laughter does a body good.
Isn't that milk?
It's an audible expression or appearance of merriment or amusement.
Merriment.
Yep, merriment.
See, I told you it was tequila.
It may ensue from jokes, tickling, or other stimuli. Inhaling nitrous oxide can also induce laughter. Other drugs, such as cannabis, can also induce episodes of strong laughter. Though,
Though what?
The. Did I say the?
No, though.
Some of those things are not legal or... you can't have without prescription.
That's right. That's exactly right. You can't have it without prescription.
I need a prescription for laughter. So what do they give you, cannabis?
Either that or some psilocybin.
Some what?
Psilocybin.
That's some kind of an animal.
It's a plant.
Psilocybin.
That's a plant.
Is it?
Yes.
And what is...
It's a mushroom.
Okay, yeah.
Magical. Nice.
Yeah, I never did know the technical term.
Technical term.
I just knew it as magic mushroom.
Magic mushrooms, yes. They're also good for...
Only had them on toast.
You had magic mushrooms on toast?
Yeah, toast with jelly and magic mushrooms.
You definitely got to kill the taste with something, that's for sure.
Yeah.
They're not very pleasant tasting. Not that I would know. This is what people tell me.
And they're kind of, aren't they kind of, from what I remember, it was years and years and years and years ago, but they were just like messy looking. They didn't even look like mushroom. They look like something like, I don't know. I'm not a mushroom guy, but didn't really look like, no, I don't like mushrooms, but they didn't look like a regular mushroom from when they were all broken up, kind of. It's like sort of did, like the shiitake type, like a, exactly. Just pieces, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's exactly what they look like. They look like shit.
It wasn't a patty or anything, or the
a patty.
The regular looking mushroom speaking cut up nicely like dinner.
Speaking of shit, it doesn't look like a patty. Shiitake, that is.
Shit-takey.
Shit-take. Take a shit. I wonder how that got.
Hey, it was WKBR, 18 plus radio.
But you do have the spot there that says that this is a clean show.
Mm-hmm. And so much for that.
No, it's clean. Okay? I mean, I was listening to, I was listening to the Diana Krall interview on The Hour. There's a podcast.
The podcast.
That's pretty nice. Is that a tractor going by?
It's a tractor.
Yeah, we are out in the country and there's a tractor going by.
Is it a video podcast?
Video podcast, yeah. Cool. So it just does the interview part. That's of the
of
show.
Of the show, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to Diana Krall last night.
Mm-hmm.
And she said all kinds of words like shit. And,
oh, did she?
There was another one. I was like, oh, she's look at the mouth on her.
Yeah, she must have got that from her new husband.
2003.
He's
they
a little
met.
Scruffy these days.
But they got two kids now and they're all domesticated. Twins. She had twins.
I was so surprised when she married him. She just didn't seem like the type.
Honestly, I didn't know what kind of type she was.
I didn't know what kind of type he is either, but he just didn't seem like the type.
He's a very smart dude.
I'm sure he is.
Like, he's an intellectual musician.
You
got to
be something. I mean, he can't be just the weenie I thought he was.
He can't be like Tommy Lee, you mean?
Well, I don't know if I could see her going for Tommy Lee either, but she just seems so... But then again, I've seen her, like, she seems like this, you know, laid-back jazz musician, you know, conservative, whatever. And then I saw her on one show with a biker leather jacket on, and she just seemed a little more, you know, on the rocky side.
Rocky.
I thought that was pretty cool. She reminds me of Elvis. She looks like Elvis.
She does. She looks like
Lisa Marie.
Yeah, she does. I have to admit that. Oh, I know what she's.
I'd like to see her with her lip up like Elvis does. Her hips shaking or something.
She's got some kind of lip thing going on.
Does she? Yeah, she's got the Elvis lips.
She's got that, and she's got her wicked underbite. It was the Bonin, I think she said. You know, jazz music, people just kind of connotate that with the smoky bar and drinking and boning. And I'm like,
wow. I wonder if that has another meaning other than what I think.
No, it was. Then they went on, because George was taken aback and like,
yeah.
And she goes, what, you disagree? And she goes, oh, no, that's what she's connotated with for sure.
Hmm. I dig her music.
Yeah, she's
awesome.
She's very good. Very good. Mm-hmm. But not as good as...
Big JD. No, who?
Are you gonna, Sarah Borealis?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really gets me.
It gets you. Gets you going?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think. I really like the snare snap.
That's how does she do that?
It's the drummer guy.
Oh, okay.
He's got a real snap. Really snaps.
So that could be any. That could be the producer. Snappy. It could be the drummer.
Oh, yeah.
It could be anything. Has nothing to do with her.
No, not really. But the tunes are good.
Okay, I'll have to check that out.
And you didn't already?
I haven't checked it out. No.
Oh my! What are you waiting for? It's good.
I'm waiting for my.
You got to look at it in the context of. Is it good or not good? You know, might not be everybody's bag of music style wise, but it's very good.
No.
Good tunes, good recording, and she's really good. She's a good singer. That's what it is for me. Yeah, it's music. It's not what it is.
It's what it is, bro.
It's music. It's not what it is. Figure that out.
I'm not
another quote
try
from
to...
Big JD. I forget. I wanted to remember your last quote there from, I think, last week's show or something. I forget it already. What was last week's show on?
I can't think. I'm sorry. I can't think what
No, I wouldn't want to put you in that predicament either.
What?
So let's move on to something else.
Well, to laughter.
Well, yeah. Well, I think it's probably time for a break, though.
Yeah, like 17 minutes. We've been going.
This is Lippo, and you got to tune to WKBR.
The Jabbercast with Big J.D. and Lippo. On every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on WKBR, WKBR.ca.
That's right, WKBR.
Windsor's Kicking Back Radio.
Oh, I thought it was Cincinnati.
Ever been to Cincinnati?
I have. Played there quite often.
Played in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Yeah? Any Kentucky chicks come up and check band out?
Also in Kentucky.
Oh, you guys played in Kentucky too?
Oh, yeah.
Any
Kentucky chicks?
Yeah. were they?
I got nothing against Kentucky chicks.
No?
Nope.
Oh, I hope not. I don't think you have anything against any particular locality of women.
Absolutely not.
Because women are women.
Sure much. Are.
But Kentucky women, that's where that's where the South begins.
Yeah, for sure.
And they all talk with that twang in
their voice. That's right, they do, down in Kentucky.
Which is kind of funny, because it's Cincinnati's right there, and that's Ohio, like, you know, and I think, you know, Cleveland's right there. I can get the radio station from here. Same state, but anyway. Back to laughter. Do you know what the study of laughter is called?
Yes, I do.
Off mic, he says, yes, I do. It's
gelotology?
Gelotology.
Yeah, okay.
What were you going to say?
That's what I was trying to say. Gelotology, or I didn't know if it was gelotology?
No, that'd be gelotology. And that is not...
Genitology.
That's not the study of jello or gelatin.
Chocolate pudding. That's my Bill Cosby.
Oh, Bill Cosby.
Yeah, what do you call that when you mimic somebody? Impersonation?
Mm-hmm. That's your impersonation of Bill Cosby.
Chocolate pudding.
That's pretty good.
Makes you laugh, doesn't it?
Sure does.
That's what it's all about today. What is the flashing thing?
That's my son.
No, this.
Oh, he's not flashing you?
What? No, Jesus. Does it look like it? You're sick.
I was trying to make you laugh. It's a flashlight.
Yeah. Well, how come it's flashing, though?
In case it's really dark and you're looking for a flashlight.
And so it flashes.
It flashes.
So at some point in time, when your electricity goes out from a storm, that battery's going to be dead.
Yeah. The battery's flashing. The batteries in that die wicked fast.
Do they?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever
it
seen.
It should, because it's flashing.
Yeah. Often. It flashes often. Like, you know what I mean? It's like...
Well, it's constantly flashing.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So, of course, it's going to kill your battery.
Here comes my friend. Hi, kitty, kitty.
Oh, my goodness. Big GD's got some feline friends.
It's funny, that cat always walks straight down the middle of the hallway, too. Never to a side, it seems to me.
That's
straight
right.
Straight down the middle.
And when he goes up and downstairs, always on the edge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wackiest thing. He's a wacky cat. Wacky old cat. Laughter in animals. Did you know laughter, did you know that monkeys laugh?
Absolutely. Monkey, I think it's a little easier to know if a monkey is laughing or happy or something. They tend to have a little bit more facial expression than, like, say, a rat or a dog. Although,
a rat.
It's said scientifically that a rat and a dog laugh, so...
Very hard to believe.
Yeah, well.
That a rat is laughing. And there, yes, I see there's a rat.
It's strange. It's inaudible, actually. A rat's laugh is inaudible.
They apparently emit short, high-frequency, ultrasonic, socially induced vocalization during rough and tumble play and when tickled.
Mm-hmm.
It's described as chirping. We can't hear it without special equipment. Okay.
You're right on that.
Yeah. And dogs laugh too. Theirs sounds similar to a normal pant. That's dog.
What my laugh sounds like.
Did we figure out who the big dog was? Because that sounds like the dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's it.
I can't figure out who it is. If somebody knows that, let us know. Huckleberry Hound? No.
No. He was the dog of the bad guy.
Was it something on that old Saturday morning cartoon, Sir Dastardly? And they are all racing, wacky races.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a dog on there, I think.
Yeah, they were always in a car.
Maybe it was him that...
Yeah. You can do that into your mic. Yeah, there we go. That sounds much better. And then you hear the bonk.
Shut up!
Bonk!
Oh, my God. But, I'm like spinning now.
You got some hyperventilation going on?
A little bit.
Cool.
What's up?
This is Jeff's self-induced...
Whose?
Big JD's self-induced high.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? But the whole thing about laughing, though, something that seems funny to us, it's contagious.
Yeah.
That's why they put laugh tracks in shows that aren't actually recorded in front of a live audience.
Mm-hmm.
So even though the thing wasn't funny,
you're going to laugh anyway, pretty much.
Well,
or get a chuckle or smile or something. You're going to know that that's the funny part.
You're going to know it's the funny part.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the funny part. Not necessarily nowadays. I don't think it actually makes you laugh anymore.
Not necessarily.
I think we just expect it to be there.
But if you really listen to them good, sometimes you really pick out some specific funny laugh in the laughing. And I think that's what really can get a person going. And if you're sitting around, if you're sitting with two or three other people that are just really laughing it up,
yep,
you laugh.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's definitely contagious. You can't not laugh.
No, you can't not laugh. That's right. That's funny how that works. Eh? Even though you don't find the thing that was that person's even laughing at wasn't even funny to you, but you're just looking at them and you're just
I had one of those really crazy laughs yesterday, actually. And it's been a little while since I had an absolutely crazy laugh.
Did you have the H4 on?
H2464?
No.
What's that, H4? The H4. No, I didn't have that on.
What's the H4?
I was out with Lana and...
Is that another tractor going by?
Oh, yeah. One going this way, one going that way or something.
Holy moly, it's harvest time in Jabbercast land.
And we were having a coffee and I said something to her about army clothes. I said, you got rid of all your army clothes and now you want army clothes.
I said you got
rid of all your army clothes quite some time ago and now you want all army stuff again.
Oh, okay.
And I don't even really know what brought that on. And I said, you know, you can go to London and go to the army surplus store and get real army clothes.
That's right. You can.
And she's just like, I don't want army clothes. And we just broke out in a laughter, like, because it was all just like really wacky little conversation for about really nothing. She didn't want army clothes anyway. I don't even know why I was going at it about the army stuff. Something to do about all getting rid of a lot of old stuff and getting a lot of new stuff because we're moving.
Yes.
That's what it had something to do with that. I said, you got rid of all your army clothes and now you want new army clothes and you can go to the army surplus store and get real ones because we were talking about, you know, where you get, you know, the real deal.
Right.
She said something to the effect of, those weren't real, you know what I mean, kind of thing. Like,
right.
Not good army clothes. I said, you want real stuff, go to the surplus store.
That's right.
And then I was like, she's like, I don't want army clothes. Leave me alone. It was pretty funny.
She doesn't seem like the real army clothes kind of person.
Not necessarily.
No, she wants to design her army clothes.
Is there such thing as designer army clothes?
I don't know. I'm just making it up.
I don't know. But she had a lot more of that kind of stuff, and then she kind of got out of it.
Like you're wearing some...
I have fatigues.
Camo shorts on right now.
Yeah. I'm army for everybody.
Big JD's army. And we're all just your minions.
You're all civilians.
No. We want to be part of your troop.
Okay.
So how is the move going?
I have to go to school for that.
How's the move going anyway?
The move hasn't begun yet.
But you must be preparing.
We haven't done a thing.
No, really?
No, we've more been trying to figure out where to get the floor and all that stuff, because we want to do that right away. We want to change a floor and want to paint. And while we still have somewhere else to stay, we're going to do that right away. So then within a couple weeks, few weeks, then we'll figure that out. Yeah, soon we have to get started on what's not going.
That's part of, getting prepared. Obviously, you're doing something to...
We're trying to take care of setting up before actually, and I'm getting boxes and stuff like that, getting ready. Haven't packed anything up yet.
How'd you make out in your selling of all the stuff that you had up there? You posted a whole bunch of stuff.
So far, nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Whoa.
Everybody wants the iPods. But the... I've had a couple emails on a few things, but not, there's a lot of stuff. And I've had email on like 1, 2, maybe 3 articles in the iPods. So the exercise equipment and a freezer and something else. I can't remember what it was. I don't remember. I think one other thing. And then all the iPod. Everybody wants the iPods. Well, when I see the green.
And how much do you want that for that one?
2 bones.
See, that's way worth it.
I think so.
I almost want to buy it right now. Take the money out of my pocket.
You know what I'm thinking? I think, like, I should just get rid of it.
Yes.
But I'm thinking I could just use that for the car all the time.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just use...
Well, I would, I guess.
For sure. It's got a cool
the other
case.
One, I just leave it in my bedroom because that's where I watch movies.
Sell that one. Spread the goodness of iPods.
But it's a 60 gig iPods, works great, and it's a photo one, so it's cool. That and a cord cable, that's it. That's what goes with it.
No dock?
Oh, and a case. No dock, no nothing.
Do you have a dock?
Yeah.
Why not give it to him?
Well, because my dock can be used for the other one.
Not really, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it fits in there.
Yeah, it fits in there, and I could use it for everything. Because it's the dock that has the S-Video and everything. I could plug it into the TV or wherever.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Okay.
I have the cable. When I bought that, it was the time when it came with the cables and everything.
Oh, but that...
You know what I mean? The audio-video cables.
That won't play on your TV with that dock.
Why?
Because it requires some special something. It's like they reconfigured one of the pins in that iPod. So you need a special cable.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, people are like...
Wow, the price goes up.
Price goes up because they're going to get the dock and the cable.
Well, now they want the dock. I have 2 cases for it, too, as it is. Maybe 1, probably 2.
Really?
Actually, that's something I wanted to tell you, too, was there's a couple other cases that you can get the other iPod in that I checked out.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the new ones, they have where the scroll wheel is, they're rubber. You know what I mean? So it doesn't feel it through it.
Right.
For some reason.
Yeah.
But if you have one, anything that doesn't have anything in the circle, mm-hmm. or an older one, like the in-case one, mine that flaps open like that.
Yep.
I think that might work. I've yet to check it.
Yeah.
That's the one I like for work because it flaps open and it's the way that you see it that way.
Mm-hmm. You keep talking about work. It's funny.
It is funny.
I don't honestly see you going back to work to that place.
I don't either. I don't know what's going on. Anyway. We've just got off topic. Let's
take a break. And now a word from our sponsor.
If you've been to the WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows in WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
And we're back.
Good stuff. Today we're talking about laughter on the Jabbercast.
Just barely.
Oh, yeah.
Show makes me laugh.
That's good. That's what I'm kind of hoping you'd tell us some jokes and then we'd...
I think we laugh every show.
I have to think we laugh
every show. I'm not that big on joke telling. Are you?
No, I can't remember a joke.
Me either, really.
I'm not surprised about that. You can't remember anything.
No.
Let alone remember something that's not really all that important in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
We want to discuss how laughter affects the body as far as being good for you. It has been shown that laughing helps to protect the heart. Mm-hmm. Although these studies are inconclusive as to why, they do explain that mental stress impairs the, get a load of this word, endothelium, the protective barrier lining a person's blood vessels. Once the endothelium is impaired, it can cause a series of inflammatory reactions that lead to cholesterol buildup in a person's coronary arteries. This can ultimately cause a heart attack. So by laughing, you can prevent a heart attack. A laugh a day keeps the heart attack away.
So if you the first feeling of an onset of a heart attack, just start laughing.
I'm having a heart attack.
I'm dying here.
That ain't going to work, is it?
I don't know.
By the time you actually have a heart attack, it's too late. Probably, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're dying. You can have a heart attack and live. People survive heart attacks.
Oh, sure.
I hope.
I hope we survive ours.
Also, diabetes. A study in Japan shows that laughter lowers blood sugar after a meal.
Hmm.
Is that a good thing? Blood sugar?
You want to lower your blood sugar after a meal because that's what happens after you eat. Your pancreas produces insulin, and that insulin is what brings your blood sugar levels back down because you spike them up when you eat.
Because there's sugar in the food that you're eating?
Yeah, carbohydrate, yeah.
Oh, I see. So if your blood sugar's too high, so that's a diabetes type thing. So if
you're a normal person, your pancreas will produce insulin and you'll get rid of the blood sugar. But if you're, diabetic at all, then your body doesn't produce insulin or enough insulin. So the laughter would help to get rid of some of that blood sugar.
They did a study in Japan about this whole laughing blood sugar thing. They took a group of 19 people. And they collected the patient's blood before and after the meal that they ate. The patients attended a boring 40-minute lecture after the dinner on the first night of the study. On the second night, the patients attended a 40-minute comedy show. Mm-hmm. The patient's blood sugar went up after the comedy show, but much less than it did after the lecture. The study found that even when patients without diabetes did the same testing, a similar result was found. Scientists conclude that laughter is good for people with diabetes. They suggest chemical messengers made during laughter may help the body compensate for the disease.
You see, that is a possibility, but the other thing is also that just speeding up your metabolism laughter is physically demanding in some way. You know, not just being happy and smiling, but actually physically laughing. There's some physicality to that.
Yeah, and it's inner part of your body.
Like, well, sure, but even, just like exercising, would probably lower your blood sugar level too. So I don't know how much truth there is just to the messengers, chemical messengers just during laughter. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It could be during exercise, it could be during any kind of strenuous activity, maybe, or physical activity.
Any physical activity.
So
will lower your blood sugar. Which makes sense.
Definitely could.
Because people, or athletes, they eat stuff that spikes their blood sugar level, don't they? And then, so it gives them a little boost of energy for a short period of time.
And it'll go away quicker from the physical,
but then you get
the demanding exercise.
You get burnt out, though, don't you, when you do that?
You do, yeah.
It's like you need another boost right as soon as that one's done.
Yeah. That's what happens. That's when you eat sugar, it especially like simple sugars. They just boost your sugar up so fast, it just drop down right away.
Simple sugar, like a chocolate bar, I mean.
A chocolate bar, sweets, yeah.
Yeah.
Even most fruit. You can spike your sugar like that.
Really? Fruit is that?
Can give you a quick burst of energy, but you'll be really down after, right away. Maybe 10 minutes.
It's like a blood sugar hangover.
So that's why you take like a complex carbohydrate, like pasta, and it'll last longer in your system.
Stick to your ribs. What about meat?
Meat? What about meat?
Yeah, does what is
meat's
it?
Not funny.
I'm laughing.
No, meat won't really spike your, you know, it doesn't really have any.
It doesn't have any effect.
Sugar
on
to it, really.
Okay. All right. I didn't know.
No, meat won't really matter. If it's something that tastes sweet, then you can pretty much rest assured that it's going to spike your insulin level or spike your sugar up. If it doesn't taste sweet, like meat is not sweet, so then it, you know, chances are it won't.
What about sweet and sour chicken?
Sweet and sour chicken will, definitely. It's the sauce.
Oh, the sauce. Okay.
Blood flow.
What about blood flow?
It said the laughter can help your blood flow.
Really? Oh, that's probably
get everything flowing, you know, and probably for your oxygen as well, I would imagine. Immune response, decrease stress on the immune system. Laughter for sure. And that's, I think, where it comes into play is, you know, they say laughter is the best medicine.
Oh, isn't that our Jabber quote?
I don't think it was, but
oh, okay,
that's a saying for sure. Laughter is the best medicine.
And it's true. Even if you are sick, like with something terminal, you know, if you're, even if it takes your mind off of your sickness, because your sickness, whatever it is, if you know, terminally ill, they bring clowns into hospitals or.
Yeah. Or, it's not necessarily the actual just physically laughing, but positive energy and positive thinking. Very, very important.
Yeah. Some people don't prescribe to that thinking.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad for them.
They don't believe in the power of the mind.
Absolutely. 100% true.
And even if it isn't true, let's say it isn't true, the people who...
You'd be better for doing it anyway.
Yeah, you're better for doing it. If you think it, it's all in your mind. Everything's in your mind, really.
Pretty much.
Your body's just tagging along.
That's right.
For the ride.
Yeah. Your body's just here for the mind.
Huh?
I think your body's just here for the mind.
Your body is
It's here. All about the energy and the mind and everything. You know what I mean? We just happen to be wrapped up in this packages.
Here we go talking
about... It's not about being... What? Talking about packages?
Yeah.
She's a cute little package.
Who was I just thinking of who's a really good example of what we're talking about here? Oh, the fire guy. The fireman. George Copeland. He he's in bad shape. You know, he's paralyzed and just work accident, and all of a sudden his life is completely changed. But everybody, this guy had a big impact on that whole, the whole fire department, because he was such a dynamic, outgoing and positive person. And he just maintains that through his injury, even though he, you know, he's basically a talking head, just like we're talking about, you know, the body is here for the head. That's what he is. And, but he's still completely positive about, you know, life and people and how nice everything is. And, you know, he's not down at all. Which, you know,
how, that can make all the difference in the world, I think.
I think
I'm a believer in positive energy and positive thinking, so.
Positively.
Relaxation and sleep.
What about relaxation and sleep? Oh, you probably get a better sleep if you had a jolly old laugh.
Sure. And physical fitness. They say the laughing 100 times equals the same physical exertion as a 10-minute workout on a rowing machine or 15 minutes on a stationary exercise bike.
Wow.
Scientists, that's who they are. Laughing 100 times. Okay, here's one. Here's two. Three. Four.
Like, does
it got to be real laughing? Or?
I think it does.
How can you laugh 100 times, though? Oh,
that's a lot. You know what I mean? That's a lot of laughing,
and real laughing. You know how much it hurts when you really laugh, and your stomach gets cramped, and everything hurts. That's really, it's painful.
It is painful.
It can be painful to laugh. Don't ever laugh.
No, But I know what you're talking about when you're laughing super, like really hard. I definitely get stomach cramps when I'm laughing too hard.
Asthma, strengthening of muscles, just because you know, you tense up a lot when you're laughing. So there's another way that laughing is can be a positive thing. Of course, like you mentioned, the therapeutic effects, like the clowns and all that kind of stuff. And that's where they say that cliche, that laughter is the best medicine. Specific medical theories attribute improved health, increased life expectancy, and overall improved well-being to laughter. So,
yeah, I think all is tied into that, the positive thinking
thing. Positive thinking, positive energy, cheering somebody up.
You can't
get well soon cards.
You can't laugh when you're like when you're mad or when you're sad. You can't laugh under those situations. Can you? Can you laugh when you're sad?
No,
you can't be sad and laugh at the same time.
No,
I don't think it's possible.
But I've been in pain and laughed at the same time. Real pain, because endorphins kick in and make you laugh.
Yes.
To push away that pain. That's a natural phenomenon of the body, and I found it really strange, because the only time that it's ever happened to me, I think so far, is in physiotherapy when I first started going.
Right.
It was so painful that I started laughing, and that's when they gather around you and ask, are you okay, and everyone start talking to you and everything, because you're laughing, because that you're not okay. And they're like, are you all right? And I'm like, well, I think so. And I just, and the pain was excruciating. And I'd be like laughing out loud.
So that pain,
because it was insane.
Yeah, the pain obviously has went to a new level for you. Yeah, there.
And then you realize though, like that's really crazy. It's a strange feeling because it hurts so bad, but you're laughing.
That's
and sweating, and like dying. It is really weird. I don't know if you had that go on with your surgery thing or whatever, but it was pretty wacky. It felt very strange afterwards.
Crying, I was crying.
Yeah, I don't. crying's not.
Is crying the opposite of laughter?
I would say so. Funny, sad, laugh, cry.
Yeah,
it's got to be the total opposite.
Is there any benefit in crying? I wonder.
I think there's benefit in crying too. Yeah, especially it depends what you're crying about. If you're, you know.
No, I mean physical benefit. Obviously, there's mental.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's a physical benefit for crying.
Yeah.
Maybe it's somehow programmed in that we need to cry sometimes because we need to get rid of the salt water out of our eyes. I don't know. There could be reasons, you know.
Yeah, I think people who don't cry
are manly.
Yeah. No, their tear ducts, eventually, they don't dry up, but they just don't produce.
Your eyes will just dry up and flake away, and you won't have them anymore.
You got big holes.
Blow away with the wind.
You have big holes in your head. My dad told me I had a big hole in my head. No, he didn't. Where did your brains go? You got a big hole in your head.
Yeah. Is that a saying?
That is a saying from Harry LaPlante.
Humor therapy, also known as therapeutic humor. And those are like using humorous materials such as books and shows, movies, stories to encourage spontaneous discussion of the patient's own humorous experiences.
Hmm.
So, and then there's the clown therapy, like you mentioned. Individuals trained in clown therapy, proper hygiene, and hospital procedures. And in some hospitals, clown rounds are made where the clowns go around and see everybody. I'd like to get into a little bit of that.
Clowns go round.
Except that it's volunteer, like everything else.
Like everything else? No.
Yeah.
Not in the clown world, everything's on volunteer.
No, not in the clown world, but I mean, a lot of the things that go on in one's pastime.
Sure.
Laughter therapy itself. Clients' laughter triggers are identified, such as people in their lives that make them laugh, things from childhood, situations, movies, jokes, things that make you laugh, and that's therapeutic as well, similar to the humor therapy.
Yes, of course. Have you ever been asked to go to the hospital?
No.
He's got a mouthful of tea and he wants to spit it out.
What do you mean asked to go to the hospital? Check yourself in because you're something wrong? What maybe. Do you mean? Oh, okay. The clown thing.
The clown thing.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, I have talked to a couple people about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you might
I can have. Do that. Like nothing. It's just a matter of doing it. But right now it's just, kind of been waiting for my shoulder to, you know,
turn into snips.
My shoulder to turn into
no,
snips.
No. So if your shoulder.
Yeah. So I, yeah, it's a little rough doing that right now. Some of the things, but, it'll come. Laughter yoga, laughter clubs. You know, there's a...
Laughter club?
Laughter clubs. You can actually join laughter clubs.
Well, I used to join a laughter... I used to be in the laughter
no,
club
you didn't.
In high school. There was the chess club, the ski club, and the laugh club. That's what I was in.
And tell us about the laugh club.
The laugh club. It was designed for by guys in high school to pick up chicks. We'd all just sit around and make up jokes that would... get the chicks going, because chicks love a guy with a sense of humor, which we got to get into the sense of humor thing. People who don't have a sense of humor or a well-developed sense of humor have a hard time laughing, and I think those are the people who are physically impacted by not being able to laugh or just not having a good sense of humor. You
know, I could imagine that.
But you know people who are like that, who just aren't, they're just too serious all the time. They don't allow themselves to laugh. They feel like...
That's all wrong.
I know it's all wrong, but there are people out there like that.
Well, they should try it sometime. If you're listening to the show and you've never laughed or don't laugh or don't like to laugh, start laughing.
They feel they're losing control. These are people who have to have control of every single second of the day, of themselves especially, and of other people probably.
Well, turn it into a way that you can have control. Go in a room full of people and make them all laugh. Then you're in control. And you still get to laugh. You start the laughing. You be the one to start it.
That'll do it.
There you go.
No, there was no, by the way, there was no laugh club at high school.
Oh, there wasn't?
No.
That was all just a hoax?
That's a hoax.
A facade? Nah. I can't believe it.
A laugh club.
Why'd you even tell us that it was a hoax then?
I think it's something to
believe there was. Absolutely. How about this? Laughingisgoodforyou.com.
Laughingisgoodforyou.com.
That's where you can go, in, especially around these parts. Excuse me. I think they make their way, you know, all over the country. But this particular woman, Pamela Tracy, I think her name is, T-R-A-C-Z-I or Z-I. And she kind of runs this Laughing is Good for You thing. And it's like it's a club, and they have different get-togethers and all kinds of stuff. And it's free. It's based out of Hamilton, Ontario.
Oh, really?
So you can go to the Laughter Club there.
Very interesting.
Sure. They have conferences and all kinds of things. There's different events and programs that they have, and even on the site has different testimonials and stuff like that. But you can also buy some materials and things, some books, and they have a few video clips on the site and stuff from the different things. And they go through some exercises and get people in a room together and all just have fun and laugh. And that's what it's about, just laughing. Let's all just laugh. So... You know, maybe you and I should take a trip down to Hamilton sometime and go to the Laugh Fest 2008.
They don't call it a fest, do they?
No, it doesn't say Laugh Fest or anything, but that's what it's all about. And I think she does other things, like she'll do meetings and workshops for your business maybe, into like a motivational, you know, fun laughter type things.
Wow, what a good job that is. A
lot of stuff, but anyway, it's... the Happy, Healthy, Hearty Laughter Club. They meet on a monthly basis in Hamilton.
Monthly basis?
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's pretty neat.
Yeah. Maybe we should start one of those in...
I'd start a laugh club if it made some money. You can't do a volunteer laugh club. like everything else.
Is that for pay or is that volunteer?
No, I think it's a free thing, but I mean, maybe she's affiliated with something, or she's got, she's won awards in Hamilton Women of the Year in Communications 2002. She's like a RNSCMCLL. I don't know, even know what it all stands for, but. You know, she may get paid through some organization or something for her to make money, but
yeah,
you know, the clubs, I think the club's free, or maybe there's a dues or something. I don't know, but it says, I think everything's free to go. Nice. But if you want to hire her for something, then.
Yeah, obviously she's well qualified in other things. That's for sure.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. What's the SCM? RN's registered nurse. Right. SCM.
It's a capital S, small c, and then a capital M.
She's got all capitals on everything. And then a capital CLL, too, at the end.
No idea.
I'm not sure what she is, but she's something.
So are you. You're something.
Hey. I make people laugh.
Well, I would hope so. That's why you hired or turned yourself into Snips the Clown.com. SnipsTheClown.com. Well,
is it .com?
I would hope so.
Okay.
Is it .com? You got so many domain names.
As opposed to CA. Yeah, I do, you know. I probably have about 15 domain names.
Do you need someone to manage your properties?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah? All right.
As long as it's volunteer work.
No. It's got to be. That's a paying job for sure. High paying job, in fact. How are we doing for time?
Horrible.
Okay. We're going to take a break now and get a word from our sponsors.
Well, now you know where to find Big JD and Lippo. Saturday and Sunday mornings, Big JD's Rear Rock and Heavy Metal Show, WKBR.ca. And Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., Big JD and Lippo with the Jabbercast. 11 a.m. Sundays right here on WKBR.ca.
Got it tuned in to WKBR, Windsor's Kickin' Back Radio, WKBR.ca.
Okay, stand back, step back.
Stand back, kiss me now.
It's time for the Jabber Quote. Never did touch the timer. It's still on zero.
Grab the timer, never touched it. Well. That's why we're pros over here at the Jabbercast. This week's Jabber Quote brought to you, of course, by our good friends, Steve and Larry. At the corner of Wabash and Strabane in lovely Burbank, California.
Fine purveyors of?
Used jokes.
That was pretty good. He's witty. There is little success where there is little laughter.
Okay, that's a good one to pull apart. Because I don't get it right off the bat. It's not one of those... that's right. Okay, say it again.
There is little success where there is little laughter.
Okay, I kind of think this is what I get out of that. If you're not involving laughter in whatever endeavor you're partaking in, you are not going to be successful in that endeavor.
Right, whether it's personal or it's a work or a company.
Or even a small task.
Small task, sure. It's all about finding the positivity in anything, I think, even when there isn't any.
Right.
And somebody on the outside can find that, I think. You might not be able to find it while you're there, stuck in sadness and sorrow, but...
Or not necessarily sadness and sorrow, just non-positivity, just neutralness.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are neutral, too neutral. Anyway, keep going, I'm sorry.
No, it's just, if you're you know, you're something's negative.
Harley's at the Jabbercast studio. The
Lippo just took off.
Oh, we got a convoy, don't we?
Convoy of bikes.
The funny thing is, I'm not sure that these mics are going to pick that up. I really doubt it.
So if things aren't positive or you know, things aren't working out somewhere, or you're, but what other negative things could be, something bad has happened, or you're just in a situation that's not good or something, I think sometimes it takes an external source to find a brighter side when there isn't one.
Positively. That's for sure.
And I actually had a second quote here.
Oh, jeez.
That was pretty good. So
I get to say one too.
Okay. The most thoroughly wasted of all days is that on which one has not laughed.
Oh, that's, I've heard that one before.
Yes, that's kind of straightforward.
Who said that?
That I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sure who said that. Usually I have down who said what, but I'm thinking that Chamfort? Does that ring a bell in any way?
No, it doesn't ring any bells.
A French playwright, like 1741 to 1794.
Okay.
I think that might be who said that.
All right. My quote is from Milton Berle.
Ooh, nice. I love Milty. Uncle Milty.
He's a classic comedian.
Yeah.
Do you think he was positive?
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Absolutely.
He was always, as they call it, on. He was always on.
Yeah.
Hey! Laughter is an instant vacation.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
It is, too.
Yeah, I agree. It's like an instant vacation. Laughter is. Takes you away from whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And you're happy, and there's no better place to be.
You're not thinking of anything else when you're really laughing.
No, you're not.
No. Nothing else on your mind except just a beautiful time.
Exactly.
Wow.
So that is like a vacation.
I like that.
Yeah, Milton Berle.
So laughing is like an instant vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's something I got to remember. That's really good.
That's a good positive thought for sure.
So I do vacation a lot.
There you go. You don't go anywhere. But you still take lots of vacations.
There you go.
Who needs a stinking airplane to go on vacation?
Hairplane?
Hairplane. My hair is nice and flat because I just use a hairplane.
So what do we got for these fine folk next week, unless you have some other...
No, let's continue talking about laughter.
Oh, okay, well, we're like what I wanted pretty to say, much out of time, no?
Yeah, we are out of time. Actually, it's been an exact...
But go ahead.
What I wanted to say was I'm trying to think of ways to impart... how do you tell kids growing up to be positive and to laugh a lot? Like,
you tell them.
And how do you let them know that it's really important to laugh? Like, there's all these bands, you know, they're just all serious, and there's the emo motion, you know, everybody's like, I'm down on myself, man. Nothing's
oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Way.
You know, how do you say, hey?
Well, there's two things with that. One thing, I don't know that those people are really like that in real life.
The bands, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So they've got an image to uphold.
It's the image.
And so, you know, kids can take that the wrong way. And then the other thing is that if you, you know, you might see a lot of that stuff or see it in entertainment or whatever, but there's still a lot more to life than that. And laughter should be a big part of it. There are fun things, funny things, positive things.
For sure.
Don't get down on the down stuff. When you can be up on the down stuff.
Oh, sure.
Hey.
I'm down with the up stuff. I'm just thinking of my own kids. I know Eric, he's like, he thinks his dad's a big joker, and he tries to, you know, play along with it or try to be a joker himself, whatever. Whereas my other son, he's more of a jock kind of guy. He's like, oh, Dad, you're just a doofus. You know, you just, why do you got to, you know, be such a clown kind of guy? You're just trying to be funny, you know.
Yeah.
He thinks it's stupid. It's not cool, man, or whatever, you know.
Yeah, you keep doing it. That's all.
That's all I got to do.
Does he doesn't joke much and stuff? Or
He's not like a, it's not down. He just thinks I take it too far, or I just do it too much, or, you know, yeah, I'll just do it one time. And go, oh, Dad, that was so sad. Your sense.
That's what keeps you young, I think.
I think so.
Especially as we get up there and we get older.
What? Up where?
You become a father figure and you would think you'd have to be more serious about, you know, everything and anything. But I think those are the fuddy-duddies.
I agree.
You know?
I think my wife is serious enough for both of us.
Yeah, if somebody's serious and can lay down some laws, cool. But you got to have somebody keeping the positivity level up, good, if not both one, or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, next week's show is a show that got postponed.
That's right.
Because we skipped a week, something happened.
It's for you, Rolf.
It's for you. Yeah, it is for Rolf.
He was asking about that.
It's the Cougars and Boy Toys show. And Cougars is spelled with a A-R. Cougars. Hookers Johns.
Did I fix that?
No, you didn't.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
It's my fault.
Hookers Johns. You got John.
J-O-N-S.
J-O-N-S.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Okay. Brothels, porn, sex, and money.
Sweet.
Wow. The good life.
Yeah.
Cougars and Boy Toys. I can't wait. That's going to be...
Finding yourself a cougar is just like instant vacation.
As long as you can laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
Yes. And is MILFs in there anywhere?
I should have put that on there, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Mothers I like to...
Fondle.
Mothers I like to have fun with.
Anyway, that's going to do it for this week.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Jabbercast.
But wait, before we go.
Yeah.
While we're just throwing stuff in here.
Throw it in, you
know,
Big JD.
We just want to let listeners know where they can... check out the website and leave us messages and so forth.
They can go to thejabbercast.com and you can find all information about our past shows and you get a link to the past shows in there and to find out what the next shows are. And if you want to get a hold of us, you can go to the contact page and why don't you tell our listeners what they can do once they get to the
You can click on the leave us a message button and record us a message right from your own computer and we'll get that. And you can leave us a show topic idea or leave some type of story that you want to leave for any of the topics that we have coming up or anything so we can play those in the show actually. Or you can just leave us any kind of message you want and as well email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
Yeah, if you're a cougar, let us know.
Yeah, we'll get you on the show.
Yeah, sure. Send us pictures too.
Jesus.
Don't send us pictures of Jesus.
God.
Stop. Yahweh.
What's that?
Yahweh. It's God.
Oh, okay.
What's that, Mr.
Buddha? That was real.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
It's been real.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD@thejabbercast.com or Lippo@thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.